from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexiou reporting. After being sanctioned, Russia sanctions the U.S. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordering the United States to cut its embassy and consulate staff in Russia by 755, heightening tensions between Washington and Moscow after the U.S. Congress approved sanctions against Russia for its meddling in U.S. elections. Putin saying discussing options in his country has to respond to the U.S. sanctions. He told interviewers that we have a large number of options. We are responding now because the Americans have taken this unprovoked step toward worsening U.S.-Russia relations. The Deputy Foreign Minister, Sergei Ryabkov, weighed in on the sanctions passed last week by the U.S. Senate.
And I think this retaliation is long, long overdue. After the Senate, the day before yesterday, voted, or rather on the 27th of July, voted, so overwhelmingly on a completely weird and unacceptable piece of legislation.
Mr. Ryabkov defended the Russian ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak, who had several very controversial conversations with people close to candidate Trump during the 2016 campaign.
He was not spying and he was not recruiting. If he did so, I would be now a prima ballerina of the Bolshoi Ballet, if you know what it means.
Russia is accused of interfering in the last presidential election in order to help real estate mogul Donald Trump win the U.S. presidency. Sunday's voting in Venezuela assembly elections included protests, violence, and people getting killed, but President Nicolas Maduro says the vote was a success that was aimed at restoring peace and unity in the country. I'm Philip Alexiou. This is VOA News.